Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Well, unfortunately, down in Houston, the city council changed a city ordinance in an effort to stop the robot brothel from opening. And it looks like that robot sex in Houston,
robot,
you're going to have to wait on another day. The dream is dead.
Damn it, and I just gassed up the Volvo.
I know, right? Yeah.
Now, this is going to take place in Houston proper?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it didn't say anything about the burbs.
They have a lot of really horny suburbs down there.
That's a weird point to make.
How do you know
where? Yes.
How am I aware of this?
Back that up with some evidence.
Horny suburbs.
Yeah.
Entire suburbs.
Yes.
How do you know this?
I have spent a fair amount of time down there.
And you just traveled the suburbs checking the horny level?
Well, no, I didn't do that, but...
How do you notice horniness as a overall group thing?
I used to have a meter that measured it as I was would drive through a town.
Oh, okay, that makes scientific sense. He had a horny meter.
A hornometer.
Yes.
Yeah, a hornometer.
Was it that same wand that Borat had? Well, there is an article talking about that, and its companion piece is a story coming from Dallas. I guess there's some adult store called Bliss.
Bliss.
Slit.
You've never been there, right?
No, I don't believe I have.
You sure?
I don't think I know where this is.
You never took your hornometer there?
Yeah. Imagine how that thing would go off in Bliss.
The hornometer only works in Houston.
Again,
I don't have a Dallas hornometer.
I don't know how you designed it that way, but I applaud your scientific acumen.
I didn't design it. That's just how they're made available.
Did you get it at Kohl's? You're just making things up, and it's dumb.
Well, I'm sure Tony, our engineer, has been there before.
Fancy with the stars. I've been to Bliss in Phoenix, but not Houston.
This is in Dallas. Bliss is, and this is an adult store, and I guess maybe an old video store. And that's the thing. Like when you drive to Oklahoma and you see, we all been there, right? We've been driving north in Oklahoma, and on the right before you cross the red, you'll see a big store called KT's or TK's. You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't crossed the red in a long time. But
been a while.
I get the general gist.
You know, I guess maybe doing it about 50 times a year,
man,
growing up.
I know I've seen this Bliss somewhere before, and I remember thinking that that's a really weird place for a store like that because it's in like a neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Or something.
Is it like in Highland Park?
Well, no, not that kind of neighborhood.
Oh.
Ratchet things down about, I don't know, 60% or so.
Okay. Well, anyway, Bliss says that, hey, look, you want to have robot sex down in Houston, don't go there, because we got gals as well, right here at Bliss. Matter of fact, they're named Quinn, Abigail, and Stephanie, three of them, where you can rent them. They're sold for $7,000, and they can be rented for 40 minutes.
Sorry, no.
That'll cost you $40.
I'm not renting a certified pre-owned screw doll. No.
So it's $1 a minute, huh?
It's $1 per minute. Now, according to...
I can get out of that for $3.
According to the owner, Kurt Lassberg, he says, don't get mad at me. I didn't design the system. Men are visually and magnetically attracted to well-built female bodies. And I guess all these dolls look like Jessica Rabbit, you know, with tiny little waists and gigantic boosoms.
I like booms.
I know you do. They are full-on silicone dolls, Mike. So for a guy like you that really appreciates the science known as silicone, I imagine you would like a full doll based on the same principles.
I might.
I wouldn't even be surprised if he already has one.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what would it explain?
Just, you're always looking kind of tired and sweaty, weak.
Kind of.
Walk funny sometimes.
I don't look tired. I don't look sweaty. I don't look weak. And if I walk funny sometimes, it's because of my Achilles injury and nothing else.
From Nam?
Yeah, it's from Nam. Anyway, he says that many of these dolls have been rented. The thing is, though, and this is where I'm like Danny, if I have one declarative statement that I can make that I hope comes true over the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, is that I get off this planet without having sex with a robot or a doll. Or any of it.
I wouldn't forget Pajama Graham.
Put it in this term, or in this way of looking at it. You wouldn't reuse your own prophylactic, much less borrow someone else's used prophylactic, because that's all that is a giant woman-shaped prophylactic.
He says, the owner says, using a condom is mandatory. So not only are you having robot sex, you gotta wear a condom.
Rubber.
Yeah. Can we say condom?
Just say profi.
Rubber. It's better with rubber.
Oh, it's just so 1973.
Let's kick it old school around here. Grandpa bought a rubber.
We don't have much of a choice, do we?
No, you don't.
Yeah, and they say that he gets 4 to 6 clients every week that rent the dolls, and he's yet to have someone that has bought one, but he does say that a few people have shown interest in purchasing said dolls for $7,000. And imagine, like, you know, you bring a date home and there's, what are their names? Abigail and Quinn and Marjorie all sitting there. Yeah, Quinn, Abigail, and Stephanie. And that's another
Marjorie.
Thing. I don't know. I was close. I got Quinn and Abigail right.
What if you want to bring home a real woman? Where do you stash the fake one?
I know. You know what I would do? I would just sit it on the toilet.
But what if you have to use the turlet?
Well, what's the risk you run? And would
that's what having two bathrooms are for.
Would that freak your date out?
Yes, don't you think? And what if one of them developed really good artificial intelligence and you're trying to get busy with your human date, and then in walks Abigail, and there's a malfunction, and she starts spinning around saying, "Don't forget Pajama Graham."
Yeah, don't forget Pajama Graham.
The only thing that they can do, they can't walk, but they can talk and smile.
Yeah.
That theory cannot be proven.
That's what they said.
Right.
God, that'd be great if they all spoke in robot Grego phrases.
Like what, Mike?
That would be good.
Mike, what if you had a date over and you sat Abigail on the toilet and then Pam or whoever was like, "Oh, Michael, I'm having so much fun here, but can you excuse me while I go use the ladies' room?
These oysters have put my bowels in an awful way, right, Mike."
Right. Have you ever heard of oyster diarrhea, Mike? And then she walks in there.
Because you're about to.
And then she walks in there and Abigail's like, "Hello, Pam." How freaked out.
Maybe she just said that.
How freaked out would the date be?
Pam.
Just sitting there nude on the toilet.
And she says small talk and chit chat.
Small talk and chit chat.
she just looks at her and goes, "Ryan, do you want to bet we're going to get Terrence Newman on the air?"
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
What ranch?
I don't know.
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, man, that would be funny.
Well, anyway.
This is a bliss.
Oh, this guy says KT's has been closed for 2 to 3 years now. Well, the building's still there.
Oh,
dude,
yeah?
KT's, when you're heading up to cross the red on the Oklahoma side, not only is it an adult video, or was an adult video store, I swear to God it was 5,000 square feet.
Oh, they're
massive.
It had
this huge Amish red barn look to it.
And there was always 10 18-wheelers outside where guys had stopped to
man.
Get something.
It's so gross.
Yeah, but
I can't.
Those can't stay in business.
No, but that's the thing.
I mean,
they say
your phone now.
Right, but they say that these businesses might make a comeback because of Doll. That now
robot might bring this back, huh?
Well, and they're not robot, but just a doll. That there are, there's enough people out there that would be willing to go to those places. And can you imagine sitting in the lobby waiting on your turn?
Mangino Bear.
And out he walks.
Right. Like how, for the, you know, here comes Dan McDowell walking out, hoisting his belt, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What, do you just high-five your buddy?
You're going
and then
there now, huh?
Take your turn.
Is that what you want? Huh?
You going to be with Quinn?
Yeah.
Just don't know what I would do.
Yeah, so, you know, you're not going to out me or anything, are you?
Have you guys seen DWs as well? That's another one on 35. DWs and KTs.
Well, man, whatever. I haven't crossed the red in so long, it's not even funny.
Can't believe you hadn't crossed the red. And what
I
have you been doing?
Not crossing the red.
How long has it been since you crossed the red?
God, I'll bet. I don't know, maybe 15 years?
Really?
Maybe longer than that.
So you've not seen, like what Windstar looks like on the other side?
No.
Oh, that's probably the last time I've crossed the red is to go see a concert up there.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of shows up there, which is, dude, it's a like great place to go to see a show. There's no doubt about it. I don't know about a great place to go across and have sex with dolls.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
It's all that. I don't like the fact that they can smile either. Like, that's too weird. All of it's too weird.
You think?
Yeah. Wouldn't you just...
Come on, Corby. Loosen up, man.
Shut up. Wouldn't you just...
So uptight. Oh, God.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Do it.
A guy that can't go...
Come on. Let guys have fun.
Yeah, you're the guy that can't go to the bathroom when someone else is in there.
We're not talking about me.
Well,
We're not talking
about
me. We're talking about you.
You and your issues.
You're the one that's uptight, not me.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hit up Bliss if you want to. It's there for you. There
Bliss.
For the taking. All right, we got to go.
Tonight at Bliss.
Tony the Engineer.